Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for May 2024 for each life path number. Before we get into it, this, of course, is a general forecast. If you would like a personalized numerology reading or your own personal forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look. Life path 11 too. So for May, love is in the air. This month, you're going to be working with the energy of the 15-6, as well as macaw, which is a bird, which is actually a really colorful, tropical looking bird. It's quite beautiful, quite vibrant. So let's talk about the 15-6. So you may find, well, first and foremost, the six is the vibration of unconditional love. And so it is very possible this month that for some of you who are single and looking to mingle, you could find or come across a deep, deep soul contract, a deeper connection. So a partner, soulmate, that type of energy, beautiful energy for that this month. For those of you who are in a relationship, you might find ways to take that relationship to, expand in that relationship, to evolve in that relationship, and to grow your love in some way in that relationship, to take it to the next level, so to speak. So for some of you, you might be getting married, or you might be moving in together, or talking about having a family or having children or adopting a pet or et cetera. Beautiful energy for that this month. Also, it doesn't have to be just romantic partners. You could find a very deep soul connection when it comes to some kind of friendship. So you might meet someone serendipity that is just very, a deep, deep, deep soul connection, almost like you've known each other across lifetimes. I would say with this 15-6 energy, there is this need for more freedom within your relationships. And so I would ask myself, where do I feel overburdened when it comes to my connections? And it doesn't have to be connections that are fruitful and that are like, working out. It can be those relationships where things have gone sour or gone south. And where is it within those connections that you might have felt overburdened? Where is it that you felt overly restricted or overly confined, right? There needs to be, with this 15-6 energy, there needs to be more freedom, more fluidity in your relationships, in your connectivity, where there's no control from the other person and there's no control from you. It's two people coming together, whether it's a relationship as far as partner or friends or whatever, two people coming together and walking alongside of each other, not trying to change the other person, not trying to make them conform, and also not feeling the need to conform on your end either. And so we go back to like this equal exchange of energy. But there really is this call for greater freedom within those connections where you don't feel the burden to, because especially as a two, right, 11-2, a lot of times twos can feel like they need to be the people pleaser, that they need to be the ones that bring everybody together, because ultimately that is one of the core responsibilities of the two. But there's a way to do it where you're not sacrificing yourself, where you're not changing who you are to compliment or to appease the other person. And so again, this energy sort of frees you up in a way where you are able to love in a much bigger, more expansive way, because it releases the need for control or the need to conform to the expectations of the other person. So it can be really beautiful when this energy comes through in a cycle. I would definitely say, where in my relationships do I feel overburdened, and where is it that I have responsibility to release that burden? And that can be energetically or mentally as well, right? Sometimes we create stories or we overthink about things that happened in the past, and we overburden ourselves with that responsibility to make it right in some way, when ultimately what it comes down to is everybody plays a part in that connection and everybody has responsibility for that. So just check in with yourself this month, and I'm sure you'll have opportunities to do so. The universe does a good job of providing us with the tools that we need to grow and expand and heal and all the things. So just check in with yourself and just see, where do you feel overburdened in your connections? I would also say that you're being asked to sort of find a more progressive approach to home, family, relationships, and just love in general, where maybe think outside the box when it comes to, again, these things. Again, home, family, relationships, love. Where is it that, you know, maybe you've been too rigid in your thinking or in your approach? Where is it that you can have a more expansive, a more progressive, a more sort of unconventional, just view of those situations? Because that will open you up to new opportunities, new experiences that you might not have thought of before. Sometimes when we're a little bit too rigid in certain areas of our life, especially in areas where we have to be vulnerable, we close ourselves off to greater opportunities and greater experiences because they don't fit in that sort of preconceived idea or notion of what love should look like or what relationships should look like or family or home. And so I think this energy will challenge you a little bit to be a little bit more open-minded in the areas where you need to be to sort of open yourself up to greater experiences. And be open to what presents this month also, because again, the people, the places, the things that, you know, have the opportunity to really have a great effect on your life in a positive way can oftentimes come in different packaging than what we expect. So don't dismiss something because it's not in the right packaging this month. Or if someone has different personality traits or, you know, whatever it might be that doesn't check the box of what you would normally look for in a partner or a friend or whatever, or a job or a home, right? If you're looking to buy a home, just be open-minded. That's really the energy this month, is be open to what presents, be curious about it, explore it, and see, can you work with it? Is it something that might have, you know, great potential and can really hold great value for you, not only now, but in the future as well. Then with macaw energy, this is incredibly beautiful. And this is what I mean. Like, these two work hand in hand so well. This is about beautiful beginnings, sacred contracts, and just, infinite and unlimited possibilities. And I would say that that's going to be sort of geared around home, family, relationships, and love. Potentially for you all. And it could also be finances, right? Because the home, you know, finances fall into the home as well. So you could see beautiful, big, new beginnings, also sacred contracts. That's what I say. Pay very close attention to, well, just don't be too quick to dismiss the people who enter your life in this period. Because I think they could potentially be, have a greater influence, right? Like have longevity in your life if you allow them to, or if you want them to. So beautiful energy here. I would say the big keynote for you all is be open. Don't be too quick to sort of pigeonhole yourself in your expectations, okay? Be open. Throw your expectations out the door this month and just see what presents and see how you can work with it, and you'll get the most out of it. So beautiful energy for you all this month, 11 twos. I hope it's a great one. Take care. Bye for now.